when we're eating the Suda, one should enjoy the food, Simchas Yontif, and also thank the cook for working so hard, but he should not overeat, because he still has to eat after koyman and two more cups of wine. And if one overeats, he may not even be eaten after koyman, because the tachila gatra, you get to the point that you can barely put it down your throat, and you may not be used to it. We don't eat both meat by the Leila Tzeder. Even a pot roast, which means that it's in a pot without any liquid, is also the minute you have to eat it, even though that is not kosher for Korban Pesach, but the Ma'isa, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings that some people have a minig that they don't have any things dipped in other things, salad with a salad dressing or whatever, because they want to keep the two sibulim that we have as the only ones of that night. At the end of the Suda, we eat the Afrikoyim and Zechel Korban Pesach, which was eaten ala Seif at the end of the Suda. Nachatchila, one should try to eat it before Chatzos. And also, Nachatchila, eat two Kizesim, one connected the Pesach, and connected the Matzah that was eaten together with the Pesach. As I mentioned before, if you eat about a third of a half Matzah, then you have two Kizesim in it, and one big Kizayis, as we said before also. It's a hard for a person to eat. You can eat a very small amount, more even one Kizayis, the size of two-thirds of a credit card. Yeah, I think all credit cards are the same size, no? That's an issue, a credit card.
The credit card.
One Kizayis, correct. Once again, a person's hard to eat is not, if you two Kizayis and it's just a minute, the Iker Din is one Kizayis. The Iker Din of the whole night is one Kizayis. That's a derisa. And if one can do that after Koyman, that's a... Also, where before doing the third cup, you should wash it out because it's a kosher bracha b'yos hamozen, and it's supposed to be washed out beforehand. If you can get a mezuzah together, to lachatzila, try to get a mezuzah together. But you don't have to go to your neighbor's house to make a mezuzah. The minhag is the balabais is the one who does the zimun, even though generally the guest does it, but it says toiv ayin hu yivoyach. It's our right to consider a person has a good eye. He looks at things in a good fashion, and the proof is that he said in the beginning, Kol dichven yeseh v'yecho. He invited everybody. It's a little funny because he invited them and nobody's going to show up. But I'll call upon him. It's just maybe a little mussar for the balabai to be careful to have an eye and toifah in the course of the Seder so that he should deserve the case at the end. He's upset at everybody the whole Seder, then he loses his foot. Yeah. Okay, come upon the last two places you have to drink the Haseva also. Not allowed to drink between the third and the fourth cup either.